always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
What's good, man? It's your boy Frog.
And your boy Don Christian.
And you're listening to Yada Da King Radio.
All day, where we play uplifting music, banging convo, and all, you feel me?
And we give praise to the King.
So check it out. We're going to get into the topic today. What's the topic today, Frog?
The topic today is, how do you love someone who doesn't love you?
Okay.
You know, God put it on my heart, man, a couple days ago. You know, I was just wondering. It's like, you know, there's a lot of cats out there, man, that don't love us. And how do we show love back? Because we know we're supposed to. So, you know, I just wanted to speak on it, man. And there's some things that happened. Was it last week? I believe it was last week. Yeah, it was some things that happened last week, man, that kind of display, you know, some hatred towards some people. There was a shooting that we're gonna go ahead and get into, but
right.
You know, some other stuff that's been going on, man, here in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, that we want to talk about, you know. So, but yeah, the topic is, how do you love someone who doesn't love you? We got some callers that are gonna call in and weigh on that topic too.
Yes, sir.
Well.
And we appreciate all you callers, all those that listen. Tell a family, tell your friend, you know what I'm saying, what's going on here at Yada Da King Radio. Once again, we are Yada Da King Radio, when we here for banging music, you know what I'm saying, uplifting talk, and we Yada Da King. Praise Jesus Christ with your hands up, and we mean it, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
So that's what it is. Man, we're going to get into the show. We're going to run to these two joints real quick. First one's by Frog and Toad. Second one's by Eshawn Burgundy. We gonna get it. Let's go.
Yeah.
From the top to the bottom, to the left to the right, you already know what's good. God put me in the service, so you know I gotta serve him. We're pushing that truth through your hood. We're bringing the gospel with the heavy motivation to be obedient, to be used to save souls. We're using the mic to do it. It's ministry, so you better turn up your radio. The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Hearing Uncle Sam, but yes, he wants you. His benefits are better, not talk about cheddar, anything that's here temporarily. But I'm talking about everlasting peace, love, joy, and life more abundantly. And like Pac-Man said, I got work to do, so there's no turning back. We gotta keep pressing through.
We spin, we spin, we rap,
we rap.
We got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make a disciple. So we spin,
we spin,
we rap,
we rap.
We go and fishing to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yep, yep, here comes the movement. I'm cleansed by the blood,
I'm flowing through the fluid.
Is the truest. If it really wasn't, then
why would I do this?
Step, see, you can do it. He's giving you the option. It's up to you to choose it. Now get with it. Your life needs some newness, so get with the movement. There ain't nothing to it. No, our design is the greatest, so why would you say this? Your mind must be tasteless. He gave us the basis, so loving and gracious.
No darkness or hatred.
Face it, he is the reason we're breathing. The change of seasons, the hand that is feeding. Our spiritual teachings, the spiritual feeding. Man, stop playing with demons and learn who your king is.
A little more rhythm, a little more dimension to the flow. I'm hoping for an improved system, something more to give them. So that when I mention they should know Jesus, they'll be drawn to the name. They'll give them some thought and push away the pain. Treated them in a way which to me ain't strange. Some are golden ruleless and wow, that's a shame. Christ works in excellence, so be used. Don't use them as a crutch of luck, please refuse. Also keep in mind, your acts may be the cure. Ain't nothing to God if your heart ain't pure. So go and make disciples, baptize them in Christ's name. Flesh is stifle, teach them to obey all things in the Bible, so that they can stand tall like the Eiffel.
Let's go. We spin,
hey, spin.
We rap.
We
got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make a disciple. So we spin.
We rap.
We go and fishing to fulfill the Great Commission. We spin.
We rap.
We got raised like a rifle to reach the lost, to make them disciples. So we spin.
We rap.
We go and fishing to fulfill the Great Commission.
Yo, what's good, y'all? Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Willie Will. I'm chilling with my people here at Yada Da King Radio, man. Keep it locked. That's how we do.
What else am I here for? Dear heavenly, can you hear my voice over the melody? I don't have any choice but to believe. Break that word down to the belly of Eve. The destination of forbidden fruit. It was the dead end and the beginning too. A T before two O's means also. Proof you still get the glory out the offer. Help me read between the lines like a barcode. I used to never see the signs like off-road. Expeditions, premonitions, but I never feared though. I guess I'm a weirdo, and I don't swear so. My words aren't explicit, but my grandpa can never tell the difference. I guess it's not for his generation. I still slip it in like a splinter, straight in below the skin, over the radar, under their nose, on top of their heart. They froze, cold and dark, unoccupied by you, Lord. If they deny you, then they are not my crew, Lord. I don't dwell in the council with an ungodly. My life on the line like on robbery. I'm not a clown just in case y'all been watching me. That red on my shoes is blood from Calvary. And if they try to give me praise, then I'm outie. On them stock rims from the dealership. Yup, holy like the four rings on the upper lip of the car. I deserve no praise, I'm just a star. I'm no comparison to the sun or the moon. Matter of fact, it's embarrassing, look under the broom. See me, I'm dirt, now I be in church. Couple years ago, I was yelling, lift that skirt. Man, if this don't work, why is this on earth? I done played both sides like tennis on turf. On grass, been first, been last, been hurt, been sad, till it all burst into a laugh. With my face in fellowship with you, fully submitted, fully committed to the salute. Shun, who comes, not in your name, the prophet of pain. Lucifer, I don't know you, huh? Oh yeah, I'm acting brand new. Devil, get you behind under my boots. Whatever you designed, it never came true. That's right, I'm prayed over, made over, slave no more. Christ king of my life, that sin don't rule. Pure like an O with the H and a 2. Man, I'm full of that word like alphabet soup. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life in the power of the tongue. So next time I turn that radio on, I'ma over all of them songs. They don't do nothing good for my spirit. They don't add to my witness when I hear it. Ain't no spiritual fitness in they lyrics. It's more like spiritual sickness, I can feel it. And it don't feel good. Gotta watch what I feed the engine under my hood. That poison get in your system and then it's over. Hard trying to steady your vision and keep your focus. Hopeless what they diagnose folks with. When they cold slip off the slope into the ocean and they drown. But as believers, when we hit the water, we get up and walk around on it. Faith without works is in the grave. So I'm working my faith like I know I'm getting paid. I'm in his presence for the length of my days. So when the sun shine, I'm everywhere but the shade. They say they gon' call a spade. Well, let's call a king if his cards we're playing. Even if we're not playing, he's still king. So with duct tape over my face, I still sing. Yeah, humming his eyes on the sparrow. Heckler and Koch got back, I'm at the barrow. Short fear, tall odor of that Holy Ghost. Trust me, you don't want a war with that Holy Ghost. The bullets go through, not in. So that bulletproof vest is for you, not him. And that him in me. So no weapon you form can never harm my newborn belief. You corn me. Let me stop. I get over in my ego when everything drop. Cause pride coming before the fall. Hip hop such a competitive sport, man. Do it with God, don't do it for God. Homie, you can't be driving if he is in the car. Gotta write his word all over our hearts. A lesson our concern for climbing those charts. Believers, we aren't perfect at all, but we are the features of the true and living God. Receivers of the spirit he imparts, which makes what we say identical with our walk. And gangsters don't have that problem. They can keep lying about supplying, glorifying people dying. You still gon' spend your hard earned to buy them. Man, I don't even know why I'm trying. I heard him say, who in the world do I think I am? Oh me, I'm just testifying. But I guess I'm nobody if you still gon' deny him. Hey, hey, man. Salvation Army. Sean Burgundy, Lord Case on the E. No glory for me. Yeah.
uppercase on the beat. Stand for that burgundy blood. I'm blood boy. Let's go.
I think you love somebody that doesn't love you back. But first you have to know what love is. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that love is patient, kind, keep no records of being wrong, it's not selfish, it's not boastful. So once you understand what love is, you know, especially godly love and love, period, you're going to love that person anyway. And a lot of times the reason somebody don't love you back because they too don't know what love is. So once y'all both get an understanding of love, how can you not love me when I'm showing you what love truly is? I hope this makes sense, but, you know, a lot of times people don't know how to receive love. That's a problem too, but I think eventually that person will start loving you. Just keep doing what you're doing, and if it's meant to be, they'll love you back sooner or later. Maybe not at your time, but at God's time. For more info, you can hit me up at teamjesus2009@gmail.com. Peace.
Yeah, man. Hey, that was a caller all the way from New York.
New York.
I can dig that, man. Something I really wanted to speak on what he was saying was that not everybody knows how to receive love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's interesting he said that, man, because there's a lot of people that they take love a certain way.
Right.
Everybody has a different love language. That's something when me and my wife learned at a marriage conference,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, one person's love language could be actually receiving things like gifts, you
and
know.
Another one could be touchy-feely.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's another thing that, you know, and love can be, you know, as far as emotional, you know, spiritual, you know, love it encompasses a couple of different things, but
yeah,
you know, people not receiving love, to me, that's something that has to be drawn to where they actually came up from.
Right, and that's the, like he said, that's one of the big problems that people have. When people disrespect you, a lot of times they don't know how to receive love. Somebody that's been hurt a lot of times, they're not gonna receive love. They got a hard heart, or they're hard. They gotta put on this, you know what I'm saying, facade,
yeah.
and say, look, you know, I can't deal with you guys loving me right now because I got to handle my own. I've been hurt too many times.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got scars, yeah. basically.
Yeah.
And that's basically what he's talking about. If you can't love,
right.
you know what I'm saying? That's what happens because you got so many scars that you're trying to just keep it pushing and try to make sure you don't get hurt no more. What you got, baby?
Right. And it's like, you know, some people may be coming in love and then the other person may think that it's something else.
Yeah. He's just a gamer or something.
They take it as some, actually they take it as disrespect versus somebody actually trying to come at them in love.
Right.
And, you know, either correct them or check them on something,
mm-hmm.
but it's all in love and no means for any kind of disrespect. But the other person takes it on a total different level.
So what?
You know, so it's like we got to learn how to receive love.
Right.
And take, you know, so there's some things that we just got to take at face value.
That's right. So we're talking about how do we love someone who doesn't love us back. My guy Frog got a scripture real quick. Go ahead and give it to him.
All right. So this is the first scripture that we're going to get into today. It's from Matthew 5. Verse 43 out of the NASB, that's NASB.
Okay.
And starting at verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
Mm.
But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Okay.
So that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have?
Hmm.
Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So basically, we all know that we have enemies. And our number one enemy is the one that we call, what is his name?
Satan.
Yes, sir. But that came out wrong. we're not supposed to love on Satan.
Nope.
Not at all.
but it's all good. So check this out. This is basically what it's saying. The scripture is saying, you know what I'm saying? Anybody's going to love somebody that they're supposed to love. Most people are going to love their family. If they don't love their family, most of the time, that's a problem. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But when you take it to the extent where somebody just did you wrong, and instead of, you know what I'm saying, coming at them and hurting them and about to lay hands on them, you just be like, man, I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to respect you because I have love for you. You know what I'm saying? Versus wilding out when the situations get really bad. And that's the thing said that that's what Gentiles do. And Gentiles, once again, is a name for those who are not saved at the time. We were all once Gentiles. We didn't love people that didn't love us. You know what I'm saying? If they disrespected us, guess what we gonna do? We're gonna spit back in their eye. We're gonna disrespect them back. Because that's the code of the world. But the code of God is different. He says, love those that even disrespect you. And that's a hard thing to do, man.
Yeah, definitely. So, man, before we get more into this topic, let's go ahead and go into some more songs, man. This next song coming up is by Gage.
Yep, all the way from New York.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and get to that, man. If you didn't know, you're listening to Yada That King Radio.
All day.
You can call in, make your request known at 206-518-9910. Yada That King.
Break it down. I can never forget the first day I felt your grace. It was in a place that's dark with minimum space. Thought I'd face it all alone. We didn't formally meet on the street. You're the one to call when facing defeat. Can feel the sweat beat off my brow. Thinking how to keep from death. I need some help now. On the job I got demoted. Relationship exploded. The 380 fully loaded. I owed it to my family to end with a win. They made too many sacrifices for me just to give in. But the pain unbearable. Chances look terrible. It take a miracle to get me out of this mess. I guess I had it coming to fun and the gun running. Had to catch it with me sometime, I must confess. That's when I got a call. It's from my new friend. He said to seek me and watch the pain end.
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise. It takes time, no grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best friend. I can be your best friend. You can trust me.
Our relationship started off rough. Watching what I say before I say it was tough. I'd huff and puff to call his bluff, but he wouldn't budge. The one day I had enough. Told him to take the lead. Gave up the pride and greed. Asked him to intercede, cause I'm in desperate need. Past suffering and entering depression, but nothing was in vain because I had to learn a lesson. Number one, stop stressing. Number two, confessing. You can't do it alone or you'll be forced to keep guessing. My first blessing was to see myself and recognize the things I did that could be bad for my health. So negative thinking, gone, getting drunk drinking, gone, insecurity sinking and fear
dead and stinking.
Had to put my feelings under subjection. This time not alone, I had my friend for protection. Recognize
I got all that you need. I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise. It takes time though. Grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best.
Come on, friend.
Can be your best friend. You can trust me in your pain. This is meant to be.
No retreat, no surrender. All credit I render to you, my friend. Lord, if I to the end. No retreat, no surrender. All credit I render to you, my friend. Lord, if I to the end. No retreat, no surrender. All credit I render to you, my friend. Lord, if I dread, dread. No retreat, no surrender. All credit I render to you, my friend. Now the third part of the saga had its ups and downs. Good times and bad times, smiles and frowns. Leaps and bounds, harmony and sacrifice. You know, like wanting lobster, but had to settle for rice. My friend's advice kept me to fall, he never let me. But doing right is so much harder than wrong. That's how he shows his power. Right at the final hour, he stand behind you and just push you along. No longer weak, I'm stronger, meek, and speak life to those who choose my friend to see. Peek in the horizon, my future's bright. Had to change my way of thinking to receive my sight. No stress, the progress, all possessed. Real talk, open-minded, you will find it. My mind, it defines my walk. Peace, New York.
I got all that you need, I got all that you want. Give me a second, a minute, I'll be back. Promise, it takes time, don't grind, yo. Can't be blind, bro. Cause I can be your best.
I'm your best friend.
Keep your best friend. You can trust me in your
just,
my man. I can be your best friend. Lean on me. You can trust in me. That I'm talking about. If you're confused, it's Gage and John rocking up in the place. You know I'm rocking.
You know, seek him.
Yeah.
Just seek him.
Just seek him. He can be your best friend.
Boy is back with a flow that's so anti-regular. They say I spit fire, they can't go compete with the secular. I let you be the judge of that. The world, I never be in love with that. It only inspires me to stay above the whack. And that's a fact, I rap to bring back the gats who off track and don't know they right from they left. They see a trap, relax and fall flat and react like they know it was nothing good in the flesh. I'm from the Midwestern section of the 50 states where cutties roll 24s but live in no section 8. That's why I stay involved in my city. I'm in they face. Punchlines be throwing more combinations than a safe. Not a battle rap, but my raps help me succeed in battles. Cause the more I rep the kingdom, the more he released the shackles.
That's right.
And leave you in a state of shock like 50 billion Tansers. Cause I'm major even though I'm indie like the Panthers.
Yeah. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. The mark of the beast is coming soon, dude. Yeah. States in recession, preachers cross-dressing. Yeah. New world order, Noah's addressing.
Nah.
While your eyes glued on CNN, when Jesus come back, we all gonna see your sin.
Yeah.
Brent sin, God chasers ain't new to this. You discard, you hang yourself like Judas did. I said it straight, the Bible ain't an error. The word hold but wait, the biggest mouse pallbearers. And these just ain't no punchlines. Flying elbow off the top rope lines. Biblically, I'm a disciple, swore. Decipher ciphers for the Lord, cipher poured. Savior Joe raps for the pharmacy. Christ paid it all, no student loans and garnish me.
Won't stop till I run across the line finish. Penetrate the game and then alive, and it's my premise. Haters wanna see me die in this. 5 minutes later, they sigh cause they know the most high's in it. Recipient of the sun showers. Raw like the pie of a gun, son, it's the sun's hour. From the land of sunflowers and yellow bricks, where wannabe tough guys get mellow quick. You can tell what's cooking in the crib by the smell of it. Out here, shorties thinking church is irrelevant. Acting like the devil sent. Look at them fiends tweaking. Oh, ladies, baby, cash, please reach them. So I call on Jehovah Jireh, my provider. When I need a fix, he's my supplier. I adore the name above all names. Fire my bones, that's why I'm spitting on flames.
God is powerful, far beyond your mediocre superhero. In fact, when he raps, you hear thunderclap. Lightning strikes, replacing the kicks and snares. The only beatbox worthy of his highness. The flyest, the science still. Try to figure him with machines, though. They never come close, so they label it El Nino. Naive call it Supremo, Lord of Gringo. Ignoring evil, deceiving more and more people. Justified by the media. The gossip column eat it up. They all try to define God on Wikipedia. Sending robots to Mars, contaminating other galaxies afar. The hard-headed study the stars. I write rhymes in church and make it work. Get low, then get high off God, then go berserk. Controlled by the Holy Ghost. If worse came to worse, you might get stomped and smacked with grandma's purse.
Yeah, some need to choose a new route. Cause if you don't have Christ in your life, then you lose out.
Lose out.
And this is what I'm trying to explain, and the reason that he came to devour sin. That means dying is gain, and Christ is the name with his power in.
Power in.
Now it's up to you to do the same, in the glory of his reign, and let him shower in. While the lost need more of him, it's my job as a saint to look for ways and try and lure him in. Even though we're all born in sin, the belief of what he did upon the cross makes us born again. And this is something I don't take lightly. I'ma die daily and let the spirit ignite me. And stand firm in this race that I'm running now. Separate myself from a world that is
running wild. You can consider it game over. You gon' ball and fall like hooping and penny loafers. He's the real Jehovah. Me, Papa, minus the tagging job. Minus the black rob, got it so good. His love so good, I just gotta have more. Preach his word to the world, though they be like, gotta walk by his yes, yes, sir, gotta press.
I'm a spokesperson to the hood. I let the enemy snatch you, so I hit the block hard like a defensive tackle. Reach to the fire. I done been down the wrong road twice, so call me high endurance like I'm sponsored by Old Spice. So Mr. Forecast, I'ma change my environment. My faith allows me to move mountains without climbing it. Yeah, and I'm a diamond in the rough. I ain't trying to see hell, this climbing is enough.
It's Jesus a bust, lifestyle over the rapping. Burn everything I say and then look for my actions. Loose lips, sink ships, keep my ear to the captain. Car scratching for his presence like I'm covered in rashes. Live for him, die for him till I'm back to the ashes. No more dirty mags up under the mattress. Bounce back from a bastard. Break the wickedness, the reason I'm fasting. Reebok made a shoe, but my father's classic.
You are now listening to the villain. They don't give him a chance to grow to the ceiling. Say they not feeling the kid. Oh well, next year I just have to write my lyrics in braille.
Think about it.
Enough with airing my frustrations. I learned that walking with Christ told me it take patience.
Yeah.
So believe I enjoy his grace. And I don't need your accolades, I embrace the hate. Unbelievers, they say that I'm weird, cause I turn down deals to come over the hair. And they wonder how I serve the Lord, he not visible. Like Yao Ming is rookie, yeah, him not physical.
Much more than that.
That's why I turn the flow to a megaphone. Try to point him to the alpha and omega homes. You can catch me in the hood like an alternator. Christ is the driver, I'm just trying to ride, player.
I think it's about time.
What time is that?
I think it's about time we release the faith, brother.
Hi, I'm reading out of the New American Standard Bible. I'm in John chapter 13, verse 34. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." And then I'm going over to Romans 5:8, which says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And you know, God is calling us to have the same type of love for one another that he had for us. You know, when we were sinners and hated God, did everything that he hated against him, he still loved us. We pushed him away. We were very disobedient. We just didn't give him the time of day, and he still loved on us. And that's what God wants us to do, regardless of what the next person does to us. We still need to show that love of Christ, because in doing that, we could, you know, draw them to Christ, because they see the love that we have. So just want to encourage everyone to love each other the way that Christ loves us. All right.
Back in it.
That's right. That was Gage and that was D-Mob, y'all. So if y'all ain't knowing D-Mob, I would have to say right now is one of my favorite rappers. You know.
He's definitely a hot dude, you feel me? Check his stuff out, man. He's doing some stuff that, you know, the average cat cannot do.
Mm-hmm. And just to let y'all know, we will be having D-Mob on the show for an interview next week.
Next week.
Stay tuned. So let's get back into this topic, man. You want to go ahead and talk about what happened last week, man?
Yeah, man. This is kind of, it goes along with the story. There was a guy named, what was his name? Clemens?
Maurice Clemens.
Maurice Clemens, man, and he went on a rampage and he shot four cops. Basically, I think the story is he walked in to a coffee shop and just shot four cops. And this guy, you know what I'm saying, he had been doing some stuff. Basically, it's a work of the devil. But, you know, unfortunately, all four of those cops passed away. And it's really... a story of somebody that didn't have love. And really what these people, the family members that are left, have to deal with is how to love and get past these kind of things. Because this is a tough thing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't gonna front. If somebody shot, like, you know what I'm saying, my mom or my dad, I would probably be really upset and have to be constrained for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying, more than anything, this was not an act of love. Also want to talk on this subject because it's not a black or a white thing. Mm-hmm. This is an evil versus good thing. Like, he could have been somebody else.
No, and
you know what I'm saying?
And listening to the what was going on, man, in the news, it was all premeditated.
Yeah.
Maurice Clemens actually had a hate for the police.
That's right.
And everything was planned, and he had intent to kill as many police as possible. Come to find out, man, he had... apparently slipped through the cracks of the system. He was already in jail for an actual, you know, it was a sex crime. It was something horrible to actually a family member that was like 11, 12 years old.
He posted bail.
And he posted bail. His check this out. His family posted bail for him. And he got out. And the only reason he got out is because it was on the weekend on Mother's Day, when there's no, you know, no judge was to see him. And so he got out, and so he was out on bail. And he knew that pretty much he was going to be locked up for a long time, so he had planned he was going to take as many cops out as he can, because he hated the police.
It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, this was not like, oh, I just want to go shoot some white cops, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not what he was doing. He was on some murder any kind of cop I see type,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So That's what I want to say, man.
It was pretty bad, man. Yeah. It was horrible.
And we want to, you know, definitely keep these families in our prayers. We got the cops' names. Frog, what's the names of the cops real quick that passed and their families?
Sergeant Mark Renninger.
Okay.
He was 39. He was in the law enforcement for 13 years.
Man.
Had a wife and three kids. Then we had Officer Ronald Owens. He was 37 with 12 years being an officer. He had a wife and a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Officer Tina Griswold, who was 40. With 14 years in being in law enforcement.
She got a husband and two kids.
Yep. And then we have Officer Greg Richards. He was 42 with 8 years in the service. And he has a wife and three kids. And they had a memorial, man. And actually, there's actually the wife of another, just like not even too long before this happened, another cop in Seattle was randomly gunned down by I don't even remember what the guy's name is. He's locked up right now.
Yeah.
But he gunned this officer down, and what the wife of the officer's name was Timothy Brenton.
Mm.
And Miss Brenton, she was already getting donations from everybody. She stopped the donations for her husband. For her family, and redirected it to these four families that lost these officers.
We definitely want to hold them up in prayers. If you can make donations, do your donations, man. Because I mean, there's family members that are left hanging. I'm pretty sure a lot of them have questions of why this had to happen, and you know, the only answer that I can say is, man, there's evil in this world. You know what I'm saying? The evil is in this world, and you know, one thing that we as Christians have a promise from God of is there is not going to be any evil in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, we can't store all our treasures up down here. These family members are gonna definitely miss their loved ones. Yeah. But we wanna encourage them to get their grieving time in. You know what I'm saying? Let's not tell them, oh, it's going to be all right. You know, like some Christians always say, everything's going to be good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a time where they're going to grieve, man. And we definitely want to pray with them and be with them. But this is an act of, you know what I'm saying, pure hatred, not love. You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about loving somebody that doesn't love you back. Now, you know what I'm saying? One thing I want to say, too, about this is, number one, before you love somebody that doesn't even love you, first you got to be able to love yourself.
Yeah.
All right? And I'm talking to, you know what I'm saying, people that have been in situations where you can love somebody, you know what I'm saying? And some people get in situations where they're getting beat up and all that. That is not loving somebody, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't love you. That's putting yourself in a suicidal position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, if you could turn around and run away, if you got room to run, zoom out of there.
That's right. Peace out. Loving somebody does not mean that you got to just be all under them and, oh man, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, loving them can mean, okay, I'm going to respect you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you on a, you know, a level that I love you and I reverence you, but I am not, that don't mean that I gotta go kick it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I know people that has been, you know what I'm saying, raped by people, but God has changed their heart so they don't hate these people no more. They love them, but that don't mean that they're gonna kick it back with them the next week. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's stuff that you deal with, and people have to understand that that is not the smart thing to do. We also got a donation link. What is the link?
The link is www.lpig.us. Go ahead and go on that website, man. Donate to these families with these officers that's fallen. Also, just wanted to let you know before we get into these next songs, man, there's actually a memorial service if you are in the area, if you're at around Tacoma.
It's at the Tacoma Dome.
Tuesday, December 8th at 1 o'clock. They're expecting like 20,000 people to be there. So if you're gonna be there early.
Yeah.
You know, they got officers from New York, Canada, the Mountain Men. They got a lot of people coming, man.
Wow.
You know, so this is a big thing. So yeah, man. Again, that website to donate to the Lakewood Police Officers That's Fallen, is www.lpig.us.
All right.
Yeah.
So look, let's do this. We're gonna jump into two more songs. You know what I'm saying? Here at Yada Da King Radio, we always play that banging music that uplifts the king, and his name is Jesus. We're going to go into Frontliners. They got the remix of
Can't Break Us.
Can't Break Us. Then we got Becca Shea with one of her new singles off her new album that just came out.
Let's get it.
All right, Yada Da King.
There's nobody in this world that's able to take my life.
To take my life.
Can't break. Can't break us down.
Can't break us.
Can't break us down.
Can't break us.
Can't break us down.
Can't break us.
Guess who's biz at? The line of boys on the Trizac. Step on stage and it's a Rizak. More tell me why the crowd ain't hype. The club packed on a Friday night.
We in the house.
No one on the corner think it's tricking if you got it. Let me tell you, boo, it's still tricking if you got it. Chill, haters looking so ill. But you know you can't break us like a $1 bill. Can't break them, probably can't stop them. Thinking of a master plan, trying to be Rakim. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Eddie Nigma on deck, what is you gonna do?
Ooh. They label us chop liver, what? Slap King Kong, aiming at Godzilla. Go figure, got out of that prison, over to the world, and I ain't running back. I couldn't port it straight from the bottom palm tree. Licking roaches, my two-step is stiff. Blame it on rigor mortis, I walk dead. What? Yeah, homie, I walk dead to the block. See the team traced out in chalk spread. G keep it thumping, morph dreaming, cousin. You anti-Christ, then there's repercussion. I don't mind all these leeches sucking. They just mad cause we blind and we see it coming. Get it?
Out to the sky,
out to the sky.
Center of my iris, go against the grain even though it's high risk. I grip the mic cause I stand for life, and we will not break cause the strength will suffice. The rap game so boxed in, yes, but we will change the times when the boys clock in. Liners in the building, everybody's rocking, and you ain't making music if the crowd ain't moving. I see haters from the side of my peripheral, but as I move forward, man, they looking more minuscule.
Black and white tailors on, repping the struggle. You can't break me, boy, I live for the tussle. Southwest Philly, I live in the jungle. Gorilla swing choppers,
stand for my hunger.
I'm trying to save Jane from Jane. Smoking Mary Jane, mixed with cane. Bandanas hang, blue and red bang. Brothers kill brothers with no shame.
Yes, sir.
Guns down, you feeling us now? The phantom floats, do you hear the ghost? We unbreakable, unmovable, unusual. We ain't losing.
Everybody throw their hands in the air. Wave them all around like they just don't care. They try to break us down, but it's our turn to break it down. Everybody throw their hands in the air. Wave them all around like they just don't care. They try to break us down, but it's our turn to break it down, down.
This
down.
Is the remix.
Let my light shine bright, platinum status. Yeah. Former sin addicts embracing the passage. No sideline junkie, we live and active. With a truth and a flow that was shocking masses. They said we have step in the line, but we got two in the zone. Santonio Holmes. Cause he's so swaggerific, I'm a 24-7 living witness. Eyes to the sky, heart full of light. JR on the hook, oh it sounds so nice. Wait on the beat, make it bang just right. Put them hands in the air if you feeling this.
They shine like pieces, getting everything like takes like VZs. Keep it coming hard every time like seasons. The rhyme like genius, from another world like Venus. Why you need a reason? Everybody sink on the deep end. We walk water like Jesus, penetrate the defense. Was made to come. You should sit back and think of what he saved you from. Cause I dropped the back of the boat, the slave master cracking the rope. Mention your name, they laugh at the joke. Son of the king now, much praise due. Get him up in the sky, they can't break you.
Out to the sky,
to the
and
sky.
My heart's full of life.
Full
there's
of
nobody
life.
In this world that's able to take my life. Can't break us,
can't break us down.
Can't break us,
can't break us down.
Can't break us,
can't break us down.
This is the remix.
Can't break us down.
Yeah.
don't care. They try to break us down, but it's our turn to break it down.
Yeah, this is your boy Don Christian.
And this is your boy Frog, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio.
How do you love somebody that doesn't love you? Man, first of all I can say is that, you know, God is love. And we can't really love anybody, mom, dad, sister, brother, wife, children, until we love God first, because God is love. He is love. So without God and the love of God, we can't love anyone. We can love no one. Real talk. And the Bible says, you know, love is patient, love is kind, it doesn't behave itself unseemly, it's not arrogant or rude, it's not resentful, you know. Can we say that we are those things? I am patient, I am kind, I am not arrogant or rude, I am not resentful, I do not insist on my own way. Can we say those things like the scripture said? Hallelujah, it's your boy.
That was good, man. That was Super Mario from Memphis, 10. You know what I'm saying? Really, what he said in a nutshell is without God, you can't love nobody.
Right.
And I mean, that's clean. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I always tell people this. How are you going to get in a relationship with somebody that don't love God? When you get in a relationship with them, they have no boundaries. They do whatever they feel like doing. If they feel like cheating, hey, they're going to cheat. You know what I'm saying? They feel like doing something, they're just going to do it because they don't love God. If they can't respect and love with God who created them, then they're not going to love you who, you know what I'm saying? If, you know what I'm saying? If you guys are together, you might do things for them. But, you know, it's really a condition whether if you love God, you're going to show it from your actions and you're going to love other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to go into another scripture, man, because this is what it's all about. Let's go to the word, man, and this really kind of comes off the heels of what we were talking about, those poor officers in Lakewood.
Yeah.
You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
I am the Lord. And that was Leviticus 19, chapter 19, verse 18.
And that's old school.
That's
before computers was jumping off. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's before they even had a car. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying?
And just wanted to let you know, the Old Testament is just as effective as the New Testament.
That's right.
You know, we believe in the whole Bible, the whole complete Word of God. So, yeah.
And that's really what it is, man. Loving. How do we love somebody that doesn't love us? Number one, just like Super Mario said, we have to have the love of God. We have to love God. You know what I'm saying? Without that, we are not going to love those that don't love us.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear as day. Like, if I don't love somebody, I'm shaking them. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have love for somebody, I don't do anything that will, you know what I'm saying, contribute to them. I'm just like, man, I got to do my thing. I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to keep it pushing. But that's the wrong attitude to have when you're in the kingdom of God. You feel me?
Yeah.
Let's go to this scripture, Romans 13, chapter 7. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. It says, what's up? It says, render to all. Oh, man. I think
you're on. You need to be on. I think it's verse 8.
Okay. Yeah. It was moving on me. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. Once again, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled this law. You know what I'm saying? And we can stop right there. You know what I'm saying? But the Bible says you should love your neighbor as you love yourself, as it keeps on going in Romans 13. Love does not do wrong. There is love fulfills the law. And it just keeps on going and talking about love, man. And that's just something that we have to do when we're talking with people, when we're showing who we are as true men and women of God. We have to be seasoned in love. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Got anything else to say on that, bro?
Man, it's like the homie Jazz Digger says, "Nep's it."
Okay, so check this out. We're going to go into our caller segment. We're going to play about, you know what I'm saying, some callers.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All those that called in, that chimed in, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Even
and
if you...
Super Mario, man, we want to give you a shout out, man. Calling all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, homie.
I already said that. You feel me?
No, you didn't.
But it's all good.
Did you?
Check the archives, baby. Nah, but it's all good. Yeah. So check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go into our callers real quick. Yada La King.
How do you love someone who doesn't love you back? First and foremost, I feel like the one thing that we need to do is to love God and to know God's love for us. I don't even know if it's possible to love someone that doesn't love you without knowing God. And how we know God and know God's love for us is to fellowship with Him on a daily, constantly pray, and also renew our minds with His Word and cleanse our minds with His Word. What the world teaches us is pretty much completely opposite from what God is telling us to do. You know, God's word specifically says, you know, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. You know, He tells us to love our enemies and do good, and we, you know, and your reward will be great. So even in His word, He specifically tells us to love our enemies. You know, it's sometimes a lot easier said than done, but how it becomes easier is by dying to our flesh, you know, fasting, you know, praying, you know, doing all those things so that we just grow to know God on a deeper level. And I believe that when you do those things, it's a lot easier, you know, to love people that don't love you. So, all in all, we need to pray. We need to renew our minds with the Word. We need to spend time with God so that it becomes easier for us to love our enemies. And I think that is all I want to say about that. My name is Shanae, and that's my belief on how you love someone who doesn't love you back.
Basically, you know, number one, like Super Mario said, love God. And then also she said, be in prayer, because the Spirit of God will show you and tell you when to love somebody back. You know what I'm saying? And that was good. Let's keep it pushing with the next caller.
It's your boy, CBD, chosen by God. And, man, seriously, how we love someone who don't love us back. It takes us getting outside of ourselves. It takes us not being self-centered, but being God-centered. And in doing so, that gives us the ability to love people who don't love us back. It's just like when we go to the streets, when we go out to minister the Word of God and reach the lost, you know. Many times, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily receive and some receive, you know. But we have to have that love for them anyway to even go out there and do that. Amen. God bless y'all.
Yeah, that was our boy CBG.
What up?
Calling from Tacoma, Washington, y'all. Hey, one thing that, you know, seems to be a common denominator in this this topic is that God, you have to love God in order to love everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be the common denominator. If you haven't called in yet, if you want to call in on some topics, man, to get on whatever topic is of the week, if you want to get some radio play, if you want to request some songs, or if you need prayer requests,
that's right.
Go ahead and call us at Yadada King at 206-518-9910.
Also, can add us on Facebook.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you one of the cats that don't, oh, my voice don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, do whatever you do.
Right.
Hit us up on Facebook. Just simply search Yada. That's YADH space DA space King. Space radio, you know what I'm saying? Yada King Radio. And we're there, you know what I'm saying? Man, you'll see us with the Yada King logo designed by my man Frog. He's doing his thing. The website's coming soon, designed by my man Frog. You feel me?
Man, you guys do not understand how much stuff this guy's putting on me. But yeah, it's all good, though.
All day. God, so let's keep it going to the next caller.
Let's go on to the next caller. So hold on, real quick. Let's get the phone working.
Hey, what's up, fam? This is Erling calling from that Moses Lake 509 area code. I'm calling in regards to the topic of the day. What did you say? How do you love someone who doesn't love you? Think comment. So my response is that, how do you love someone who doesn't love you? Man, God's been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. When you think about it, he loves man so much that he would send his only son to die, to suffer, and to rise again, that we might have salvation and a way to know him. So how do you love someone who doesn't love you? With the heart of God, with the love of Jesus Christ. And man, to that, to keep it real on a real no level, you treat them with kindness, politeness, respect, you know, integrity, regardless to how they treat you. And I mean, and in the end, you're the one that feels good.
That's what's up. She said, you have to love somebody. In order for you to love somebody, you got to have the heart of God and the love of Jesus. That mm-hmm. was hot. Man, that's definitely, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean.
Enough said.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say, man? As we're listening to the callers, man, I was sitting there thinking, too, how do you love, you know, in the Word it says, treat your neighbor like as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another thing, man, that we got to really look at, too, is if you have no respect for yourself, or you don't love yourself, it's really going to be hard to display that love to some other people too.
That's right.
You know, so I mean, that's just one thing that I wanted to voice out there, man. So let's go ahead and get this rolling, man. We're going to go into some more songs, man, to get your head bobbing, your mind thinking, you know, to stir up them brain juices. Mm-hmm. We're going to go into I was getting ready to say the homie. I don't even know this guy.
We got another caller real quick, though.
What?
Let's do one more caller, man. We got a couple more callers.
You got a couple more callers that called in?
Nah, we'll get into callers later, man. Let's run into some music, man. Songs.
Yeah, so let's do Mark Arthur.
All the way from Philly, man.
Gang. Let's go ahead and get into that song. This is Yada Da King Radio.
We like to sing Jesus Christ is King. But yo, big this. Love court plus a blood board. Who would have thought that in a million years we'd be here? Playing it all since the day of the fall, but he invested in man, I do the best that I can. Affording the crab lines, according to man's time, the world ahead, you're looking for things you can't find. Love the bird, we shout through websites, and word of mouth, we say that it counts. Display it and bounce, we give what we receive, and live what we believe, Lord, you can go see. With no tree, whoa. Christ is Lord, 7 and 24, we wait for the perks of faith, produce works, and if you get it, the same fam, living for game, what matters, bidding for fame, or what you did with his name, you gotta die to live, I'm putting that on my kids, deal with the strain of life, through the name of Christ, yeah, the way we choose, the name can move, give up what you can, keep the game what you can't lose, defy the code, your eyes are closed, it's lies that been told of how we died and rose. We choose the name, come on. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Your vibe is cold, your eyes are closed. Cause lies have been told on how we died and rose. To the center, milk gon' meet, not a will of defeat. But still they gon' see that the meal is on me. When they are ready to eat, I'll be ready to treat. Repent to love, come to a life drenched in blood. Lovers are found, fans covering ground. Cause even if they seen it all, the redeemed are called. Make a way that is fine, taste grace divine. He was suspended on a cross, man sent for the lost. Christ is the name we choose, stand and face plan of grace. Life to be a tough game to lose. Place your belief in the Son, not speaking in tongues, major threat. Remember what you were made to forget. Without praying in vain, I'ma stay in my lane. To sooner break with the blood, communicating with love. Can't see how y'all put it off to now. Shoot for the stars, so close but no cigars. The way we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose. The way we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose. Do you like to hurt more? Feeling worse than before. Only way to ease the pain is to believe the name. You can take from the song and replace what's gone. We come to the foul, got an instant run of the mouth. We thought that you ought to know that we got our orders to go. It's dope when a child can understand the command. We preach the throne, cause to each his own. In a zone as I navigate through the problems at home. Just calm your nerves, be involved and serve. Get off your touch, find the right buttons to push. We are never bending, gotta bring Christ the main glory. It could be the same story, you better end it. Empty mind, no money, going to bed hungry, take two. What we don't have, we may do. Take it for what it was, just creating a buzz about Christ. He curved the red mark, deserved it. Yeah. The way we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose. The name we choose, the name can move. Give up what you can't, keep the game what you can't lose. Defy the code, your eyes are closed. It's lies that been told of how we died and rose.
It's your boy Don Cristiano.
And this is your boy Frog, and you're tuned in to Yada Da King Radio.
Yeah. Ladies, this sounds like your anthem right here. See, people don't understand. I'm not that same chick.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look a face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong. talking very broke. I'm talking Prada bags. You got that little faith, but you cannot be mad. I balls hard, all courtesy. I'm a dad. He owns 1,000 heels. Long as I'm in his wheel, long as I keep it real, it's time to make the deal to get these souls fed. Cause sin is so dead. So it's time to get the paper. That means more bread. I changed my attitude. I got some work to do. I changed my latitude. I am not mad at you. It boils down to you snooze, you lose. Time out for excuses or crying the blues. Cause my daddy's so good, I gotta boast and brag. That's why I walk up in the place with immaculate swag. High heels posted with the cross on my back. You either love it or you hate it, can't do nothing with that.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language.
You talking little schemes, I'm talking bigger dreams. I'm talking taking over blocks, using whole teams. 50,000 shepherd kings and shepherd queens. Making moves on point like laser beams. I'm talking greater things, like you will not believe. That you cannot believe, cause it has not been seen. I ran 100 miles, but I am not fatigued. I play this game to win, just like Monopoly. There ain't no stopping me, cause I'm the old you. In the new move, I'm the new you. I'ma do me, you can do you. But if I were you, I would do the new you. Baptized in his name, so when you do you, you can keep him in your ear like a Bluetooth. I told your eyes ain't seen or heard. I am not that same chick walking the word.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language.
You talking so loud, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a few, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a little, I'm talking whole crowds. With my daddy's words coming out my mouth. You talking just buildings, I'm talking seeing clouds. Doing it big with many freaking fire miles. I'm on some hot wings, doing some God things. Trying to pop things, but I am not things. Although I got things, I'm on this rock thing. Time to preach it in the streets on some block things. Pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, and rock fiends. Trying to get a dose of everything the rock brings. I came to rock things, I came to lock things. I came to do it big, Biggie and Pop things. For the kingdom now, setting up shop things. You ain't trying to hear me, but it don't stop things.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flame kid. Face strong, swag on, look what Grace did. Never conceded, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick.
All right, that was C-Rob. Also, she had a song, I'm Not the Same Chick. That's what it is, man. Ladies, let them know. You feel me?
C-Rob is definitely on the north, in the west coast.
West side?
Is one of the hottest female Christian rap artists, hands down right now.
And just so people know, her album is coming out next year soon, mm-hmm. early next year. I'm really, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm pumped about that album, bro.
I'm pumped about
it,
but
some songs on it is ridiculous.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's leaking. You can't be leaking all that info yet. But nah, it's going to be cracking. But this is what I want to say. All the artists, man, be diligent with your craft. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see people come out with stuff, you know what I'm saying, and not burnt albums. I'm talking about people that really push hard, just like my man Frog and Toad and them, you know what I'm saying, they did. They just came out with their album, you know what I'm saying. That shows your dedication and your hard work, and God will reward you for your diligence and your hard work. So I just want to encourage everybody. I know my brother Advocate got an album coming out soon, you know what I'm saying. Raheem RTL got another one after he just dropped the last one just last year.
Hey, bro, he's
grinding.
He's grinding pretty hard. I mean, this guy was like almost halfway done with his second album.
Yes, sir.
When he was not even done with his first one, I was like, man.
So check this out. Look. What we're going to do, we're going to run into a clip from New Creation Christian Center. That's both of our home church where we be getting fed. We're going to play a clip from the sermon, Pastor Franklin, and he's talking about getting over yourself. And he talked about emotions, man, and how you get those emotions under control so that you could get over yourself and be all that God wants you to be. You feel
and
me?
And love others who don't love you.
All day.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
In other words, things that make us feel a certain way, or people do something and A feeling usually comes in response to what is happening around us. And that is an innate part of all of us. In other words, it's ground into who we are. We will feel, we will hurt, we will be sad, we will love. Now, the thing that the fall has done, it has made our emotions tend to be more negative because of the circumstances of the fall. In other words, there's no sadness in heaven. There's no disappointment in heaven. There's no discouragement in heaven. There's no sorrow in heaven. These things don't exist in heaven. They exist on earth because we now are susceptible to sin and being tricked and stumbling over ourselves and doing things wrong, and people die around us and all the things. So the negative emotions are a part of us as we're on this earth. I want you to really remember the desires, the impulses, the affections, the drives and the passions, because that becomes an extremely important point as we go through this. So let's go to Numbers chapter 13, verses 26 through 33. Now, this story is about the story of the spies who go into the land of Israel. They go out to spy out the land, to see what the land is like, to determine what they're going to need in order to take the land and all these things. So most of us that have been in the church for a while have heard this story. But let's see if we can see if there's something that we may not have heard gotten from this. So verse 26, now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Now, let's stop there. I'm not necessarily talking about romantic relationships, but just relationships in general, your friends, maybe a business associate or just somebody, and you thought they were for you, that you thought they were your friend. But as it turns out, later down the road, you find that they weren't for you. They were trying actually to figure out how they can do anything to get everything out of you. And we end up getting in those kinds of relationships because we lack discernment of the source of what these people represent. And that's why, you know, parents, that's why it's so important as parents, we try and direct our children to the right people to be part friends with, to be boyfriend and girlfriend with, to be married to. These are very important because most of our, and I'll just say this, old folk have kind of gone through, and we could look at people and say, no, not that one. But daddy, I don't want to hear all that. You don't love him. You think you love him, but you don't know him. And he's not up to any good. And you know, you heard our parents tell us that, and we walk out of the room, I don't know what they're talking about. Well, you name it. Today, if it was something we wanted today, that's what we were going to focus on. If it was money, if it was a girlfriend, if it was, you name it, what are those? Those are passions and desires. And those were our motivation. That is what we were were led by. Are you with me? Are you guys following it? Do you agree with that? Before we got saved, we thought of what we wanted to do, and we went and did it. Whether it was right or wrong, we just did it because that was our motivation. Everything we did was self-centered. And I want to say this about, just real quickly, about churches that try to say, Christians aren't supposed to be an emotional people. That's not true at all. I've seen Christians act crazy when they go to basketball games, or go to a football game, go to a baseball game. You can't contain. But I'm watching the game. I see somebody go, oh! Or somebody dunk the ball. Oh! You know, that's emotion, isn't it? That's excitement. So why do we get in God and act like we're dead? Does not God quicken excitement in us? Does he not add excitement to our life? Is there nothing exciting about the creator of the universe? Has he not done anything for us that we can get happy about? I don't know about you. Sometimes I just got to keep from crying to fathom what he has done. I mean, he didn't have to allow me to come and accept him. I mean, think about it. What Jesus did was not a small thing.
Even if you got a fat wife. Houses and stash, guns that blow, past the vest that made me stop, the shots is hostile, posted up on walls, spray painted from gang signs and rituals, still habitual, send slaves, and hang out in enclaves reserved for the homies that do spray, gats and maybe slang the occasional dope though, but we ain't a dope though, civilized and mind renewed by Christ, enhanced by spiritual growth, yo, serenade me a song, sweet spirit, got me by your strong arm, throwing up the pom-poms like a cheer group, rooting for the home squad, like a politician trying to get the votes on, like a stand trying hard to get identity, from here to infinity, I'm stuck on the trinity, if you catch your brother on the block,
get low,
I don't care what shoes the homie got,
get low,
even if you got a fat wad,
get low,
I got a guy that's on top,
get low.
Score lower than the hostage in a bank, cause the ski mask way got him flat on his face, crying help with the shoddy blast. Rang and he's trying to guess how long he gonna last. Low enough to see self, low enough to cry help. Get off your high horse, cry to the high lord. No hats, no bunnies, no tricks, no funnies, just Christ. That's it. Conflict of interest, men wanna switch this. Christ on the low, high on the mischief. That is the wrong way, and it's really bugging him. Humble up your pride before he gets to the crumbling. Makes you a bumbling, stumbling fool, and he's summoning other beings running you through. Finding that you are not made in the image of apes, but in the image of the one who demands his praise. If you catch your brother on the block,
get low.
I don't care what shoes the homie got,
get low.
Even if you got a fat wad,
get low.
I got a guy that's on top.
Get
I can boast about, so no need to run around with the holster route, like I'm trying to prove that I got the one up. When homies is gunned down, they often on the come up, usually young and had the thought that, that when you humble yourself, you're too weak and God is too cheap, and if you bow down, then you would get clowned, plus all that's in me says I will do me. And I have been around, yo, and my sin and your sin are equally foul, don't look at me like it's something in my nature. Depravity's the cavity that we must hate, bruh. Insanity's the reason that the world is jacked up. Instead of trusting Christ, men will turn their back, bruh. Life is nothing but an occupational hazard when we live in sin and don't trust the master. If you catch your brother on the block,
get low.
I don't care what shoes the homie got,
get low.
Even if you got a fat wad,
get low.
I got a guy that's on top,
get low.
On the block,
get low.
I don't care what shoes the homie got,
get low.
Even if you got a fat wad,
get low.
I got a guy that's on top,
get low. Get low.
Your boy Tony Stone with the Get Low remix, and also that was Super Mario with Hallelujah at Your Boy.
Hallelujah at Your Boy.
Man, and Super Mario did call in earlier too, huh?
Shout outs.
That was with Memphis. That was the Memphis one, right?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, we got two more callers. Let's get it in with these callers real quick on Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio. What's good? It's Cap Deuce. My boy Frog has been trying to get me on here for the longest. So I guess he posed the question, How do you love someone who doesn't love you back? It's real, real simple, man, biblically. And there's a couple of scriptures that come to my mind immediately as soon as you pose that question. And one is Romans 5:8. Depending on what version you have, it says, but God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So basically, to me, bruh, I mean, I don't even need to elaborate. God loved us so much that even while we were sinners, he died for us. And I don't think there is any other greater example in loving someone who doesn't love you back. And then 1 John 4:19 just basically simply says that we love him because he first loved us. And it's just another example of God's love for us, even though we didn't love him. So spiritually, you get the point. But even practically, I think the practicality in that is if you love someone who doesn't love you, eventually you'll win them over. I mean, if it's God's will, pretty much, because God did the same thing for us. We all were born with sin, which made us enemies of God, and we were God haters. We mocked God. We spat on him. And even though we didn't physically do it, we played a part in his crucifixion. So we all hated God, literally. But God loved us so much that he gave his life for us, speaking of Jesus Christ. So that's how you love someone who doesn't love you back, fam. That's my take on it. Nothing too theological. Nothing too stupid or dumbed down as well, but just right. So that's your boy Cap Deuce.
Yeah, man, bless you too, man.
Cap Deuce,
man. He's originally from the town, man, but recently he's over there in St. Louis.
Okay.
You know, holding it down, man. About to get married, man. Congratulations to you, homie. Man, like I said, bro, very, very, very interesting topic, because the common denominator, like it always is, it's God, you know. And one thing that he said was, if you love others, eventually you'll win them over, if mm-hmm. it's God's will.
That's good.
And that's the whole point of this whole walk that we're in, is so that we can win others to Christ.
Man, that's, you know? That's powerful right yeah. there. You know what I'm saying? Realistically, the love that we have, the Bible says this, they will know us by our love for one another. You know what I'm saying? If we can't show somebody love, they're not going to know who we are. And love draws people in. And that's real tough. Let's get it into the next caller.
Yeah, so basically lately I've been dealing with a lot of frustration and bitterness towards individuals that I was friends with. And it's really been a struggle to love them. There's no longer any relationship, but I still have to deal with all the situations that went on. So now I'm thinking about it, and basically what it comes down to is hypocrisy, because I've been judging them for their behaviors, and I find myself, you know, in similar situations or in other situations having to face the fact that I've let people down and I've hurt people and I've acted selfishly, and that's exactly what I'm judging other people for. And so I'm learning just to love people who aren't even aware that I can forgive them without their knowledge. That's really been difficult for me to do. And so now that I've started taking those steps, I feel way freer just even in forgiving them and loving them, because I know I need that grace from somebody to forgive me for the things I've done. And that's just one. For me, the most difficult way to love people is loving someone who won't love you back, won't even understand that you're loving them. So to me, that's one way you can really show love for people, is just give them space and forgiveness.
That's what's up, man. See, my dude, man, right there, he didn't give his name, but I know that's my brother Elliot, man, also known as Oxygen. Man, he just came real with it, you feel me? And that's the best way to come at it. If you're going through things, man, definitely, you know, we could pray about that, because that's what we do here at Yada Da King Radio. We're going to pray about it, because... but he's talking about just real things that went on. You know what I'm saying? He went through a lot. There were some people that hurt him. You know, sometimes that causes drifts in relationships. But besides that, he was like, man, I got to be real with myself. I've let somebody down in my life before. I'm not going to allow my hate or the things that we thought was going to be good. I'm not going to allow that to tear our friendship apart, man. So I really appreciate that from Elliot. We're at the segment of the show, you know what I'm saying? Before we go, we always like to ask anybody if you got prayer requests, You know what I'm saying? Feel free, like we said, call the number 206-518-9910, or you can send us a personal email at yada.king@gmail.com. We will not put out your business if you don't want us to.
You know what I'm saying? We can put you on there as anonymous.
Yeah.
We
definitely you can't say the word anonymous. But anyway, we definitely want to...
Just got out of high school.
Yeah, he did. We definitely want to pray for you guys. We've been seeing God move. There's a lot of people that I've just been praying. I just send text messages out for. And God has been moving. Matter of fact, somebody called the church line the other day. And they needed prayer because their rent was due. You know what I'm saying? And they had an eviction notice. And I was like, man, well, I can't pay the rent for you, but I'm going to pray. And I prayed for them, and 5 minutes later, they called back and said their rent was paid, man. So that's really what we're doing. Prayer requests.
And God is not a respecter of persons.
That's right.
I stand in agreement for my rent, too.
That's right. So check it out. This is what we're doing. Prayer requests. Call the number, 206-518-9910. Add that in your cell phone. Tell your friends and family about it. We want you guys to definitely be with us. We here at Yada King Radio, we do the banging music, uplifting talk, and this is real life, you know what I'm saying? And we call it that genuine life, you feel me? And it's serious. What's up?
Hey, real quick, man, before we end the show, we had a caller from Bay City, Michigan.
That's been
trying to call in, and I guess from his phone, it wasn't working, right? So, and he wanted to put in his input on how do you love somebody.
What'd he say?
Who doesn't love you. And this is actually, Pop Chafer?
This is his dad.
This is my dad.
Okay.
He wrote in here online, man. He said, my response is actually very simple and basic. Patience.
That's good.
Which is actually one of the fruit of the spirit.
It is.
You know, so he's saying, hey, without patience, you can't really love nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he also put in a prayer request. He just asked for, you know, and the good thing about this, man, is that when two or more gather in Jesus' name, things begin to roll. Let's all touch and agree on all these prayer requests, man. He asked that, you know, you pray for him in general, for his family and friends, you know, and he actually doesn't have any big prayer requests right now. But, you know, for me, man, one thing that I always pray for you guys who are listening, pray for me that, you know, that we just continue to walk faithful, you know, with God. The walk is strong. And, you know, my family, my friends, you know, finances, you know, whatever God brings to your heart, man. You got any prayer requests, Mr. Don Christian?
All day, baby. The family, you know what I'm saying? Pray for family members that are not saved to get saved, man. Because we living in these last days. And, I mean, I pray for that for everybody, man, that their loved ones will not be lost, but they'll become children of Christ, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And children of the Father God. So this is what we're going to do, man. In the Northwest, once again, we want you guys to remember to pray for the officers that passed and their families. Make a donation if you can. We'll post a donation on Yada.King Radio on Facebook and in the blog spot. But check this out. Be clear. We ain't going nowhere. We're going to be back here
next week.
You feel me?
Well, who's gonna be on here next week?
We're going to have D-Mob.
D-Mob.
All the way from Sin City.
The Mob.
Cincinnati. You did?
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
No, they call it Natty.
Now they call it Natty. I've been following K-Drama and them cats, and D-Mob been back with K-Drama way back, and they used to always call it Sin City.
Yeah.
The C-I-N City,
and
you feel me?
Be looking out, man. We're going to have K-Drama on the show, too, man. We got a lot in store for you guys.
What happened was the first time he got on, we had
a baby. Yeah.
He had a baby. Shout out to Regis Jones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And a new child. What's his name?
Man, bro, I forgot.
Okay.
He told me while he was here. I forgot.
Man, well, praise God for the little, you know what I'm saying, new little Jones. Chardonnay and Regis had a, you know what I'm saying, a little shorty, you know what I'm saying, a little son. So praise God for that, man, and their family's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what it is. Babies is booming right now. So, man, look, check this out. Be clear. Love God. Love one another. We're going to be back at you again. This is your boy, Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog.
And we are from Yada.King Radio. Keep it Christ.
power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we out of the key. Shabbat the key. We out of the